You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. This is ATIS, I'm Tower, and we've got a full board today. Leadership changes at one of the world's biggest aircraft manufacturers, a major step forward for pilot mental health in the United States, and the Air Force just gave us our first real look at the B-21 Raider in flight. Let's get to it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, lead story, Airbus has a new chair coming to the boardroom. Shareholders approved all resolutions at the company's 2026 annual general meeting yesterday, April 14th, in Amsterdam. The big move is that Catherine Moraleda has been tapped as the next board chair, replacing René Obermann, who is preparing to step down. Now, why should you care if you're flying a Cessna 172 and not an A320? Here's what you need to know. Airbus is not just an airline manufacturer. They touch general aviation through their helicopter division. They influence avionics supply chains, and their production decisions ripple through the entire aerospace parts ecosystem. When leadership changes at a company that size, strategy changes, priorities shift, investment decisions get revisited. Moraleda brings a background in technology and industrial leadership. The expectation is continuity, not revolution. Airbus has been pushing hard on production ramp-ups for the A320neo family and continuing development work on the A350. But the transition period is always worth watching. New leadership sometimes means new timelines. And if you're in any part of the supply chain that touches Airbus, or if you're waiting on an aircraft delivery of any kind, keep your ear to the ground over the next few quarters. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. Obermann's tenure saw Airbus navigate post-pandemic production recovery, significant supply chain disruptions, and growing pressure from Boeing's own troubles shifting market share. Moraleda inherits a company in a strong competitive position, but still wrestling with the reality that building airplanes faster than you ever have before comes with its own set of growing pains. We'll keep watching this one. Let's shift gears to something that hits a lot closer to the cockpit. Bipartisan legislation addressing pilot mental health is making real progress in the United States Congress. The legislation aims to dismantle what advocates are calling a dangerous culture of silence around mental health in the flight deck. This affects you if you hold a medical certificate. And that's most of us listening right now. For decades, the system has created a perverse incentive. Pilots who seek help for depression, anxiety, or other mental health conditions risk losing their medical. So what happens? Pilots don't seek help. They self-medicate. They hide symptoms. They fly when they shouldn't. Everyone in this industry knows this is happening. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, knows it's happening. And the data from accidents and incidents tells the story pretty clearly. This legislation, with support from both sides of the aisle, would create pathways for pilots to access mental health care without the immediate threat of certificate action. The details matter enormously here. And the final language of the bill will determine whether this is a real fix or just a gesture. But the fact that it's moving forward with bipartisan support is significant. The aviation community has been pushing for this for years, and it looks like the message is finally landing. If you're a pilot who has been hesitant to talk to someone, keep watching this space. And regardless of what happens with the legislation, organizations like the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association have resources available right now. You don't have to wait for Congress to take the first step. Now, let's talk about something that made a lot of aviation enthusiasts sit up in their chairs yesterday. The United States Air Force released the first official photographs of the B-21 Raider conducting aerial refueling tests. These images, released April 14th, show the bomber's upper surfaces during a hookup with a KC-135 tanker. That's significant, because until now, most of what we've seen of the B-21 has been carefully controlled ground shots and a handful of distant flight images. Aerial refueling is a critical milestone in any bomber's test program. It validates that the aircraft can operate at the ranges and durations the mission requires. The B-21 is designed to be America's next-generation stealth bomber, and these tests tell us the program is progressing through its evaluation phases on a pace that the Air Force is comfortable making public. For those of us who just love airplanes, the photos are stunning. The flying wing design, that smooth upper surface, tanking behind a 60-plus-year-old KC-135 airframe. Old meets new in the most dramatic way possible. The Aviationist has the full images if you want to take a look. Let's round out the board with a couple of stories from the commercial side that are worth your attention. Singapore Airlines continues to fly the Airbus A380 on its longest routes, and there's a good reason for that. While most carriers have retired or are retiring the Super Jumbo, Singapore found that the A380's cabin volume and passenger comfort make it uniquely suited for ultra-long-haul operations. When you're putting passengers in a metal tube for 15, 16, 17 hours, having more space per person isn't a luxury. It's an operational necessity for customer satisfaction. This is an interesting case study in how the right airplane for the right mission still wins, even when the industry trend line says otherwise. The A380 was supposed to be the future. It wasn't for most airlines. But for a specific mission set, it's still the best tool in the box. There's a lesson in there for general aviation, too. The best airplane is the one that fits the mission, not the newest or the flashiest. And finally, a fun one. There's a new cabin concept making the rounds at the Aircraft Interiors Expo 2026. It's a two-level seating design targeting the A350 that claims to offer business-class comfort at economy prices. The concept uses a staggered double-decker arrangement within the existing fuselage cross-section. Now, I'll be honest, we've seen a lot of revolutionary cabin concepts at trade shows over the years, and most of them never make it past the mock-up stage. Certification, manufacturing complexity, emergency evacuation requirements, the hurdles are enormous. But the idea is creative, and the pressure to differentiate economy class is real. Airlines are looking for any edge they can get. Whether this particular concept flies or not, the trend toward rethinking economy comfort is one worth watching. That's our board for today. Full rundown sources for today's segment include AeroTime, Simple Flying, and The Aviationist. We appreciate their reporting and encourage you to visit them for the full details on each of these stories. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who care about getting the news right and getting it to you with the context that matters. You can find more about what we do and how we do it at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Thanks for spending part of your day with ATIS, whether you're flying today or just thinking about it. Stay sharp and stay informed. We'll be back with more Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.